Today in Security from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
North Koreans secretly animated Amazon and Mac shows, researchers say. Thousands of exposed files on a misconfigured North Korean server hint at one way the reclusive country may evade international sanctions. By Matt Burgess. For almost a decade, Nick Roy has been scanning North Korea's tiny internet presence, spotting new websites coming online and providing a glimpse of the Hermit Kingdom's digital life. However, at the end of last year, the cybersecurity researcher and DPRK blogger stumbled across something new. Signs North Koreans are working on major international TV shows. In December, Roy discovered a misconfigured cloud server on a North Korean IP address containing thousands of animation files. Included in the cache were animation cells, videos, and notes discussing the work, plus changes that needed to be made to ongoing projects. Some images appeared to be from an Amazon Prime Video superhero show and an upcoming Max, aka HBO Max, children's anime. The findings and security lapse, detailed in a report by the Stimson Center think tank's North Korea Focus 38 North project, which helped analyze the findings along with Google-owned security firm Mandiant, provide a glimpse at how North Korea can use skilled IT and tech workers to raise funds for its heavily sanctioned regime. It also comes as U.S. officials increasingly warn about North Korean IT workers infiltrating companies and their outsourcing. North Korea's internet is a small and fragile space. The repressive nation only has 1,024 IP addresses and around 30 websites that connect to the global internet. While there is a limited internal intranet, only a few thousand of the country's 26 million people can get on the internet. When they do, it's highly controlled. These select few North Koreans can use the internet for an hour at a time and have a person sitting next to them approving their use every 5 minutes. When Roy discovered the exposed cloud server, it was being updated on a daily basis. Martin Williams, a senior fellow on the 38 North Project, who helped analyze the contents of the server, says the server likely allowed work to be sent to and from North Korean animators. The server itself is still live, but it mysteriously stopped being used at the end of February. While there is a login page, its contents can be accessed without a username and password. I found the login page after I found all the exposed files, Roy says. Inside, the files contained editing comments and instructions in Chinese, which were translated to Korean, the researchers write in their report. For a lot of the animation files, we would find things like spreadsheets with details of the workflow, Williams says. A sample of the files shared with Wired show detailed anime images and video clips, with notes for the authors and date stamps on various files. In one instance, the report says an animator was asked to improve the shape of the character's head. Based on the documents and drawings, the researchers were able to identify some of the shows and projects the North Koreans were working on. Some of the projects included work from season 3 of the Amazon show Invincible, which is produced by California-based Skybound Entertainment. There were also documents linked to Max and Cartoon Network show Iyanu, Child of Wonder, produced by Unique Studios, as well as files from a Japanese anime series and an animation studio in Japan. Some file names gave away clues about the series and episode numbers. There were also files and projects the researchers could not identify, including a bunch of files with videos of horses and a Russian book on horses, Williams says. Sanctions placed upon the North Korean regime for its ongoing human rights abuses and nuclear warfare programs prohibit U.S. companies from working with DPRK companies or individuals. However, the researchers say it is highly unlikely that any companies involved would have a clue about North Korean animators working on the shows, and there is nothing suggesting the companies violated any sanctions or other laws. It is likely that the contracting arrangement was several steps downstream from the major producers, the report says. Spokespeople for Amazon and Max spokesperson declined to comment for this story. Unique Studios did not respond to a request for comment. We do not work with North Korean companies or Chinese companies on Invincible or any affiliated entities, and have no knowledge of any North Korean or Chinese companies working on Invincible, a spokesperson for Skybound Entertainment says. We take any claims very seriously and have commenced an investigation into this. In a post on X, the company characterized the findings as unconfirmed and said it is working with authorities to investigate. William says it is possible that a front company in China is used to help disguise the activity and involvement of North Koreans. The researchers were able to analyze connections to the exposed server, and despite most having their connection masked by a VPN, spotted access from Spain and three Chinese cities. All three cities are known to have many North Korean-operated businesses and are main centers for North Korea's IT workers who live overseas, the report says. While Williams says the researchers did not find any identifiable names of North Korean organizations buried in the files, the country has a well-established animation company called April 26 Animation Studio, which is also known as SEK Studio. Originally set up in the 1950s, the studio has worked on hundreds of international TV shows and movies. However, in recent years, the U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned SEK Studios, individuals linked to it and various front companies that it says are used to work for foreign customers. Many of these have links to China, according to the sanctions. SEK Studio has utilized an assortment of front companies to evade sanctions targeting the government of the DPRK and to deceive international financial institutions, a statement issued as part of the sanctions in 2021 says. The main aim of these efforts, says Michael Barnhart, a North Korea researcher at Mandiant, is to raise money for the North Korean regime. The country's hackers and scammers have stolen and extorted billions of dollars to help fund its military ambitions in recent years, including from huge cryptocurrency heists. In early 2022, the FBI issued a 16-page alert warning companies that remote North Korean freelance IT workers were infiltrating businesses to earn money they could funnel back home. The volume is much higher than we were expecting, Barnhart says of North Korea's IT workers. They are constantly changing their tactics to avoid being caught, he says. We had one not too long ago where, during the interview, the person's mouth was just off frame. You could tell that someone in the background was speaking on their behalf. Technically, Barnhart says companies should verify their remote workers' devices and make sure that there is no remote software connecting to a company laptop or network. Businesses should also put extra efforts at the hiring stage by training HR staff to detect possible IT workers. However, he says increasingly there is a greater crossover between North Korean IT workers and individuals who are members of known hacking groups or classified as Advanced Persistent Threats, or APTs. The more we focus on IT workers, the more we're starting to see APT operators and efforts blending in with those, he says. This might be the most quick learning on your feet nimble nation state that I've ever seen. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.